The theme of this conference is the fullness of fire, and it is important that we register the reason for fire. There are many elements involved in creation. There is the wind, there is water, there is the earth, there is fire. But all of these elements play their strategic role in coming together to achieve the total man. And so the body of man was formed from the dust of the earth. Genesis chapter 1 verse 27. So the earth split through the ground. That body was given breath. So the wind has played its role. The breath of God came upon the body. If you are following me, please say amen.
Amen.
But the condition to assess the breath is that the water must have washed you. And the water is the word. Is the washing of the water by the word. And that water must play its role. And that water happens to be the encounter a man must have with the blood of Jesus Christ. It signifies the element of the water. Now, if you remember the encounter of Elijah and God on Horeb, when he went to seek God's consent so that he can depart time, because he got wearied and he says, I was the only one. Part of the things that occurred before the presence of God showed up was that the first thing that happened was that a rushing mighty wind came and splitted mountains. And Elijah said, the Lord was not in the wind. He says, after the wind was an earthquake, the Lord was not in the earthquake. After the earthquake was a fire, the Lord was not in the fire. Then he says, after the fire was a still small voice. Now, in the encounter of man, before man will finally have the ability to hear the broadcast of Adonai, because God is always speaking. If you are not hearing him, the lack of connection is from your own end. There is always something God is saying. The Bible says man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds. So God is always speaking. There is a proceeding word. It's only those who have that proceeding word that can walk accurately in his counsel. Because God can tell you to take 2 steps forward, but the same voice that says take 2 steps can say stop. If you are not listening to the preceding word, you will continue to walk, and you don't know that the instruction has changed. So the first question I will put to you is, when was the last time you heard from God? It is easy to isolate the last instruction and build religion around it, and build an altar. So Elijah and Moses appeared in the transfiguration. The only thing Peter can suggest is, let us build an altar here quickly. Because men like to build monuments around encounters. But Jesus knew that this is just an opening. There are many things to come. How can you now crystallize your journey around this mountain alone? And if they have done that, that place would have been a holy site still today. And men would have built relics around it. They will say, it is at this point, if you want to assess God, and you want to connect with fathers, the legacy, the mantle of the elders, if you don't climb that mountain, you have not seen anything. Jesus was trying to make sure that man does not beg his walk with God. And so, the first encounter man will have is with the dust. And the dust is that which weakens the nation. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 14, the Bible speaking, after Satan has orchestrated the fall of man, God came to give verdict to the various parties that played a role in the fall of man. So he started from the man, came down to the woman, came to the serpent in Genesis chapter 3 verse 14. And his verdict to the serpent was that because you have done this, you are cursed above the cattle of the field. You are cursed, and he says, on your belly you will go. And then he says, dust you will eat for the rest of your days. Everybody sitting here will bear me witness that snakes don't eat sand. And so what was God making reference to when he told the serpent that you will eat dust for the rest of your days? The language of Genesis, especially creation account, is similar to the language of the Apocalypse, the book of Revelation. They are all veiled in metaphors. So they will tell you a beast came out of the water, having 7 heads and 10 horns. You wait and you will never see a time where a literal beast with 7 heads and 10 horns will come. Because the water in that context signifies the nation of the sons of men. And the beast they speak about is not a monster. The beast will come as a man. Because they told you that 666 is the number of a man. They already established this truth. And so in the book of Revelation 2, when they talk about the trees in the garden, the trees that have the capacity to stay at the center of the garden, all these things are metaphors. And so this is why Satan can carry the Bible and study it, and he will never see the truth around it, because it is veiled with metaphor. It's the spirit of truth that reveals to a man that has been given a clearance by that spirit. So you can read. But those who are not saved, mind you, there are many evil spirits that hang around us as Christians. They want to know God's counsel. They don't know what God's purpose are. The Bible says till the end that principalities and power will learn the manifold wisdom of God by the church. So it is through the church that princes and rebellious thrones will know what God's agenda is. They don't know what God is planning until we declare it. And so they hang around us. They come into church as though they are human beings like me and you. They have bodies, because every spirit needs a human body. So if you are looking for Satan, you will find him in a man. If you are looking for God too, you must find him in a man. Spirit will operate outside man. So anything that you are looking for, man must be the channel that you find it through. If the devil wants to bring a family down today, the first agenda is to find a man. In fact, in Psalm 115 verse 16, the Bible says the heaven, even the heavens, belongs to the Lord, but the earth has he given to the sons of men. So the heaven will be controlled by God. The earth, he has willed it to man. On the strength of that, no spirit can enter the earth if he has not sought the permission of man. Even God cannot interfere in the affairs of men until a man has yielded himself as a channel. So even when Jesus wanted to teach men what effective prayer will be, he says, pray in this manner, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. So the will cannot happen until you pray that it happens. Because spirits don't have legal ground in this side again. So the first agenda of a spirit is to look for a body. In the old covenant, there is a very delicate balance between altar and portals. An altar is like the key in the earth that opens a portal in the heaven. So people enact altars so that they can get an opening of the heavens. And they know then, because the ancients have unique understanding that we threw away. They know that there are different dimensions of God that are hosted by different altars. So there are altars that host the dimension of God as Elohim. There are altars that host Rapha. So that is why every time God shows a particular dimension of him, the elders name that place quickly by that dimension. God, our provider. So they say, in this place, we witness another shade of his glory. We don't know him finished. As we are journeying like this, if you trace a journey from the end, you start heading back to the beginning, you will be seeing different names of God as a track record of the different things he has done over time. It's only we now that don't have a track record of all the times God has shown up for you. This is why when affliction comes, you don't have anywhere to fetch strength from, because your strength is supposed to be all the various encounters that has culminated to bring you to where you are right now. There are days when nothing in your front will show any hope. You have to look back and say, the God that saved me from the lion, the God that saved me from the bear. You will use the strength of yesterday to hope for tomorrow. There are doors that will never open until you invoke God's goodness. God loves it when you show him that you remember what he did. He says, I know that Abraham will teach his seed. He will show them my counsel. There are many of us, once God does anything for you, that's all. The next thing is what next? There is no heart, no legacy, nothing that documents his faithfulness. One of the things that God cannot actually resist, I can tell you this over and over. You can pray from now till next year. You can cry with tears, roll on the ground. If it's not the appointed time for that ordinance, it will delay until the time comes. If you praise God, it will be like somebody threw money on the ground. And the money is there. All spirits know that this is a valuable thing. But nobody wants to touch it because they know who has it. If you praise today, that praise cannot be left without a spirit coming to claim it, because you are generating that praise from the earth. What it does is that it compels God to enter the earth to claim that thing that is his own. And so the challenge is that when spirits want to bring a man down, they focus his eyes on what is wrong. And so he does not know that it is stronger to thank God in the midst of affliction, it becomes a sacrifice. Because God knows that you have every chance to have complained. How did you generate praise from this kind of condition? When he shows up to carry that praise that you generated, then he solves the thing that was the challenge in the first place. But the first thing man does is that spirit show you what is wrong. And from what is wrong, they are waiting by your mouth. Because through your mouth, you will be condemned or you will be justified. You did not fall that day that they accused you that you were the one that did it. You did not fall that day that the business actually crashed. You fell when you described what happened. The spirit wanted you to see it. But we don't live by what we see. We don't live by what we hear. The just will live by faith. You can see the body failing like this. You can see all the negative reports. He says, let the weak say that they are strong. So you don't describe what you are seeing. If you describe it, that is where you fail from. Your strength is to wield your energy from the faithfulness of God. In fact, the Bible says, let the redeem of the Lord say so. When men will say there's a casting down, you are with them. He says, don't let your confession yoke you with them. He says, you who say there's a lifting. I want to share something very quickly in the light of the theme of this conference. We have been created from the dust of the earth already. Many of us who have given our life to Jesus, salvation has been achieved. So you have fellowshipped with the blood. The water part of this whole agreement has been established. There is actually a very sensitive prophecy that John gave concerning the manifestation of Jesus. He says, I baptize you with water, but there cometh one mightier than I, whose shoe lashes I am not worthy to untie. He says, he shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. What fire actually does and what fire signifies for most of the time, if you look at the account of the scripture that I have read for us, Genesis chapter 3 verse 14, the Bible says, on your belly you will go to Satan and dust you will eat for the rest of your days. What it means is that there was a particular dimension that you used, Satan. There was a particular part of this man that you maximized to make him fall. And you worked with that nature of his flesh. So God says, remember, there was a part of man that was formed from the dust, and it was his body. When the dust was formed, the body was formed, God released the breath to activate his spiritual man inside. So without that breath, he would not have that spiritual component. And so it was the breath that gave him a spirit being. The dust gave him a body. Now God told Satan that you will eat dust for the rest of your days. Did you see it in the Bible, Genesis 3:14? God says you will eat dust. He says you will eat a particular nature of this man. You will only do business with him through his flesh. Dust you will eat for the rest of your days. And what it means is, any day this man learn how to tame his flesh, you will not have any power over him again. So if man ever finds a way to overcome the dust nature, the flesh, Satan will not have any other power over him, because all of the temptation of Satan is being channeled through this particular member called the flesh. Dust you will eat for the rest of your days. You already know that he cannot come through any other place. It is this flesh. So if you mortify your body, if you can yield it as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, you can be invincible to Satan. And so if it becomes clear as to that, what tool and what arrangement was made by the world of spirits to enable man to overcome the flesh? Please, somebody tell your neighbor, fire. This is why he came. He came because there is a treasure contained, and it's just like gold. When you find gold, you will find a lot of impurity around it. The dust will cover it. You must expose it to fire so that the treasure, the value inside, fire will separate all impurities from the real content. You don't know who you are. You don't know your abilities until you are baptized in fire. There is a longing. The way a person can stay and say the temptation is so strong, the temptation is heavy. There is a way a hunger for righteousness can be heavy on a man. If you have not prayed, your body will be shaking. It's like the way you are addicted to the things that are negative. You can be addicted to the path of consecration. And the only thing that generates that kind of addiction is fire. Ah, when the fire comes. If you pray without fire, you'll be tired. You can do religion without fire. And the truth is, it will end in all kinds of tiredness and weariness. Have you seen people who are moved by passion and maybe after one revival service, we just say, we fast. By 12, something will begin to question you. Are you sure this? Which way? What are you doing? Let's respect ourselves already. It was not quickened. The fire is a nature. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 7, the same God that made the heavens and the earth, that made the universe, the Bible says he entered a new project, and now he says he's in the business of making his angels winds and his ministers flames of fire. You arrive time actually broken. You arrive time through the corrupted lineage of our ancestor Adam. And so you enter as a son of dust. But if you remain like that, it's your fault, because somebody is already inside time waiting to convert you from dust into fire. And the appointments that will bring you into fire is like conversion process. Everybody can remain a victim until you become fire. Have you found out that there is nothing that resists fire? Fire can melt anything. There is no condition that can keep fire down. When the material becomes too strong, you increase temperature. What it means is that you increase your hour of prayer. There is nothing prayer cannot do, in all honesty. And one of the tributary to generate fire is prayer. When men are actually stirring others to pray, and you know people are there thinking that prayer is the role of men of God. We are not really called like that. You are called. Everybody is in the ministry of reconciliation. Everybody has a need for fire. And if you walk in this world without fire, you will be a victim all the time. You need to be burning when you are sleeping. Be on fire. Be on fire so that the heat. The Bible spoke concerning the viper that beat Apostle Paul. It says, the viper hid in the wood. When they casted that firewood into fire to generate heat, that was when the snake that hid inside that wood all along came out. You don't know where the enemy hides in your family until fire comes into that family. And the way you maintain fire, you know, there are many people here, you know, there is a way Satan humbles people. You will be trusting the arm of the flesh for many years, be doing things through your ability. One day you will reach one junction that the solution you need is only in the world of spirit. Men have fallen sick and they scan them, check. The doctor says nothing is wrong with you. What that statement means is that by the knowledge available to man, it's like the recommendation that was made to Nebuchadnezzar. Ezekiel, this thing that you asked, no man can answer this your question. Because Nebuchadnezzar say, I suspect you guys have been lying to me. If you want to prove to me that you really are genuine, you will tell me the dream that I had, and then the interpretation too. And the people say, tell us the dream, we will tell you the interpretation. He said, no, and now I know you lie. Because you want to hear something, then you just say, anytime you see red, red means this. He said, no, I know whether you have access in the world of spirits. If you can go and fetch my dream from where Holy Spirit have access to. Then they say, tell us the dream. You know what they replied him? They say, what you have asked, no king in history has ever asked a man. This matter can only be solved by a God, and gods don't live among men. While they were talking, there was a God living among men, Daniel. And when Daniel heard it, he says, oh king, give me time. We are not the same. You know, the world can gather and say, this, we just want everybody to know this thing is impossible. With God, all things. You know what he said in Psalm 82? Ye are gods. He said, all of you are children of the Most High God. You know, I wondered sometimes. They caught three convicted people because they violated the law that was put up corruptly by the king. Threw them into the burning furnace, and fire had no power over them. You know the answer the Holy Ghost told me? He says, can fire burn fire? Do you know the material of the chariot that came to carry Elijah, they were called chariots of fire. How can fire come and carry a human being's physical body and he was not burnt? The answer is the same thing he told me. Can fire burn fire? You don't know what you need. You see, in this kingdom, please, if you are with me, say amen. It's okay to start as version 1.0, Android version. But if you don't upgrade, you are the one that cheated yourself. Because as I speak now, I think there are... It's up to version what now? Version 12, yes. But if you follow what I'm telling you with all... No matter how your parents try, they struck covenants with God. And their life had eternal dynasties in heaven. When you arrive, the best you might probably be is version 3. That one is if they fetch the inheritance of many generations and they give to you, everybody has his own download to do. You will know those who are parried on an altar and their physiology was altered. The altar will correct something in you. You will just see that as you give those that first year, they turn it from 3.0 to 4.0. What it is that your possibilities are increasing. The things you can do is increasing. One day you will stand with somebody who thinks that you are together. He didn't know what you are investing in things. You will stand before the same door. He will knock. They will say, go away. You will knock and the door will say, welcome. Because the truth is, men can upgrade. In this kingdom, 1.0 Nokako cable can become 6.0. And the truth is, it is until you upgrade your capacity, there are things that you cannot wield. There are cables that are used to wire houses. Wiring cables. And the basic function of the cable is to conduct electricity. But you know, Daddy, there are other cables that carry raw current from Kanji Dam. Those ones, their work is not for pop. They power city. The reason for them is they are the one that helps all these other cables. All these other wiring cable is tied to their success. If they don't bring the current, the whole city will be dark. In this kingdom, you can start as a wiring cable, but your destiny is to power nations. If you remain small, it's your fault. God does not owe you anything again. He has given you Jesus. The fullness of fire. A point where your eye is fire, your hand is fire, you sit anywhere. If you become fire so much, your words will be few. You don't talk much again. Because fire does not need to introduce itself. If you are coming near fire, the heat will start giving you a sign. Be careful. There is danger here. There are places Satan will not dare. The reason why he is still very audacious in attacking you is because he knows there is no feedback that can come from there. You see, this charge this morning is for one purpose. It's to show you that, you know, God has invested so much in our Father. And if you are not careful, if you are not careful, you would go and sleep and be sipping juice and be sending Daddy text message and say, Daddy, please, I hope you are praying for me. The fullness of fire. That we come to a place. You know that you did not arrive here by mistake. It's only people that think it's guesswork. You know that there is a need for you to be loyal to the dictate, the demand of the altar. There are people here, the spirit world don't know your voice. You don't have a voice there because you are not a creature of prayer. Prayer is not supposed to be a response to attack. If you pray because of prayer requests, if your prayer is because of a need, when the need is answered, your prayer life will die. Prayer is not because of something you want to get. Prayer is because of a nature you want to enter. It is who you are that is responsible for what you command. It is who you are that is responsible for what comes to your life. In the world of the spirit, things are attracted. They are not commanded. So you grow into a realm that those things are supposed to come to you. If you pray honestly, and you yield yourself to the building blocks that God gives to us through his servant, I can guarantee you, most of the times as Christians, we just select what we want to obey. If you touch the area you don't want to touch, you will ignore that instruction. What we do is, our mindset is editing what Daddy is telling us many of the times. And believe me, I've been there. There are things I already believe. It, no matter what you are preaching about those things, once we leave that area, we'll connect again. But there are areas that, see, let's not go there. The way you can wield the strength of this kingdom is a childlike heart. Everything you are open to adjust. When they say pray, the Bible says men ought always to pray and not to faint. See, I want to believe my friend Ebuka most of the times tell me about church, and I know this is a praying church. I want to guarantee you that no prayer is a waste. Prayer, the commodity of prayer, can be stored in the world of spirits the way you store money in an account. A time is coming when you will not be as strong as you are now again. There are days ahead of you where you cannot tarry for 5 hours again. And it is wisdom to know that there are times and seasons in every man's life. It will take you to attend the lecture of the sons of Issachar to know that there are times. I know you think that you are a bob. You are at your prime. A time will come, even to jump, your knee will be paining you. You will say you want to fast. Eh? You will faint. Then they will use drip and wake you up. Then the doctor will warn you that don't ever try this. Before those days come, brother, stop prayer for the evil day. They can fetch your prayer of your youth. Eh? They can fetch it in your old age and be using from your bank of prayer. The Bible said in Revelations that they fetched prayer from the veils, the prayer of the saints. They fetched it as incense and poured upon the altar of fire, that the prayer that saints pray are stored. Your prayer can enter your future as a protocol and be waiting for you to open the door of everything you are coming to. You can send prayer into tomorrow. Prayer is one of the things that have access to the dimension of time called future. You can stay here and be sending prayer till tomorrow, so that there is nothing that takes you by surprise tomorrow. There is somebody waiting for you in your tomorrow. It's called prayer. And so many of us, once it comes to the place of responsibility to engage these things, we can do it openly, you know, as a congregation. What matters is who you are personally. God has given strong men to Daddy. I know, because I've met some of them. God has given strong men. And the beauty of it is, when you have a convergence of mighty men, the stature of their request becomes stronger. In the old, it says, one will chase 1,000, two will chase 10,000. Huh? It does not make sense if you have number, no stature. The obstacles that will bereave that kind of people, I'm telling you the truth, when you choose to be lazy, the price of being lazy is more expensive than pressing. Because what you will pay for choosing not to abide by the dictate of the altar. I've seen people who live in fear, absolute total fear, always in fear for their life, because they have refused to become violent. The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom suffered violence, and only the violent taketh it by force. There are things that are your own, but you cannot touch it until your voice changes. If you are still sounding like a child, a baby, there are spirits that will stand here and say, come, get out from here. They say, when you become violent, you will take that your thing by force. You realize that in the Exodus, as I tie it up, because I'll still come back in the evening. I hope you know that in the Exodus, when it was night, when darkness becomes the challenge, the only antidote God used as the reference for the nation was a pillar of fire. There's no difference between light and fire. Actually, light is actually fire. The bulb, that bulb, you see, is combustion that is happening inside. is. The sun that you see is gases that are burning. Anywhere you have seen light before, know that it's fire. There's somebody burning here. So if the Bible says, let your light shine, what it's actually saying is that be on fire. If you are not burning, you can't shine. You know what Satan's goal is? Is to, when he senses that you are becoming too zealous, you are touching something, he will solve your request quickly. Satan can give you a husband. There's a way you'll be praying back to back. They'll say, oh, what is her problem? What is she looking? They say, his husband. They say, give her. Give her quickly. What they want is that they want that altar to be quiet. That is why if your reason for prayer is the request, the day your answer comes, your prayer life will die. You don't pray because of need. You don't pray because of you want to get something. Because if what you want comes to your life, there's no need for prayer again. But he says men ought always to pray and not to faint. And somebody bowed their heads in 1 minute quickly. I want you to be sincere with yourself. I want you to mean it. There is somebody here, the Holy Ghost is telling you, this is what I've been trying to tell you. Catch fire, catch fire, catch fire. Witches will continue to buffet your family until a man becomes a pillar of fire. The antidote to darkness is fire. If you need light, go for fire. Go for fire. Go for fire. Set me on fire. He shall baptize us with the Holy Ghost and with fire. There are materials that have some level of resistance to heat. There are heat resistant materials. However, those same materials that exhibit those kind of resistance, there is a temperature too that they will fail inside. They cannot go beyond their degree that they can withstand. Recently, the Lord told me that anything that is standing as a mountain before me is only at the mercy of how much I am ready to burn. You are seeing your child is just becoming wayward. Wayward by the day. And you think you want to advise. Did you think the spirit that is working on him will come out by advice? It takes fire. Anywhere anything is hiding in this family, you can enter this thing, brother. It is real. You can enter it. Your prayer point will be few. You will not speak much again. Your nature, because the Bible says Jesus came into the coast of Gadara and a demoniac began to shout and cry. He says, Jesus, Son of the living God, what have we to do with you? I mean, the guy has not even said anything. Presence. It is at that point that handkerchiefs and apron. You will shake somebody. You will tell them good morning and their day will be good. Because everything that comes from your mouth is mad with fire. You know what Satan's plan is? is to plant all kinds of lust, all kinds of appetites, the killers of fire. There are fire extinguishing things to make sure that you can never be as hot as it is required. There is a temperature that you attain. Can we talk? There is a temperature that makes for flight. There is a heat level that you attain. It will start ascending. Have you seen vapors? Water vapors. There is a temperature that they got that made that they cannot stay on the surface again. If you ascend, when you start getting temperature, that is what it means that you will develop your wing. You will mount up to it. Suddenly, you will leave the ground. What is happening on the ground? Roadblock is only on the ground. If you want to check how spirits stop men in your family, that roadblock that they put that people don't rise above, that roadblock is only on the land. If you ascend from the land, nothing stops you in the air. Spirits know how powerful you are. If you travel from here to Ghana, daddy, by road, to take you 2 to 3 days, and you will be so exhausted. You will first have to make your way to Lagos, and then do all of those trips. If you go from here to Ghana by flight, it will take you averagely 45 minutes. 45 minutes. You would have arrived destiny. Finish your work. Bless your children. When your generation are coming very late, eventually after the years of labor, it matters how you are journeying in this life. Those who choose to walk on land, you will arrive at the result you are supposed to enter in your 30s, you will enter in your 60s. Because when you reach here, they know that you never fly. Because if you use the air, it is faster. Those who use air are faster. And so in the journey of destiny, some men will use land. And so tonight, I'm not supposed to encourage you. But if you still need encouragement in order to press, to change your transport mode, because if you are tired of going on the land, then enter the air. The only way to enter the air is to fall. You become hot, and then you extend into the air.